local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to Hump Day. It is a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now, only on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 262-6111. Getting you caught up on all of today's top headlines, news, and notes, and having a little bit of fun out there in the process. We begin with today's top three stories. President Biden is praising the passage of a sweeping foreign aid package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. And a thank you message from Ukraine's President Zelensky.
I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
And Biden signed the deal into law today and said it continues America's leadership around the world. He said shipments of military aid are going to be flowing to Ukraine in a matter of hours as Kyiv is running low on munitions in the fight against Russia. More pro-Palestinian protests breaking out on the campuses of all across the U.S. Texas state troopers on horseback at the University of Texas at Austin. The Palestine Solidarity Committee says it wants to establish a foothold in UT Austin. Also, the school says protesters are not allowed to set up any camps. Meanwhile, police have had batons out in the University of Southern California today. This comes, of course, after the university canceled a pro-Palestine valedictorian's commencement speech, citing safety concerns. House Speaker Mike Johnson at Columbia today as well. The Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the election in 2020. The outcome could determine whether Trump faces a federal trial on four felony counts brought by the special counsel Jack Smith. That includes conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and obstruction of an official proceeding. Trump's legal team argues that Trump should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any official acts taken while in office. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together. Here's Joe Neubauer.
Another nice day expected for Thursday and really through the rest of the week into the weekend. High temperatures will be about 80 degrees Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures, you'll notice, warm up as well. Next couple of mornings, we're only going to be in the middle 60s, so pretty pleasant whether it's the afternoon or the morning hours. Partly cloudy skies through the weekend, no major chances for rain. We do see the chances for rain come up slightly next week, but mostly dry weather through the next 7 days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joe. Austin, good Wednesday to you, sir.
Right back at you, Joe. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. You?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right.
Let's see, this traffic and weather update, well, I typically do this after when he starts with weather, but whatever. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. But yes, looking at the roads here, we do have several spots in note. Nothing too severe, but nonetheless, just spots that are going to give you some trouble at this time. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some, you know, just typical evening traffic there. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Traveling southbound on University Parkway, where it meets North Davis Highway, we typically have backups in that area just because that's a pretty hectic area to begin with, but it does seem to be slightly heightened congestion this time around, so just be on the lookout for that. If you are traveling westbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, we've also got some slightly increased backups in that area over there. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound, passing the Oriole Beach area, Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you very much. A couple of updates from Perdido Key today. County Commissioner Jeff Ragosh with his monthly coffee with a commissioner. And it was out at Perdido Key today. He says, in his 18 years of public service, it's been the issue that's generated the most anger among constituents. He's talking about the Perdido Key roundabout.
Staff's going to bring me a plan to enlarge it, to make it of sufficient size that it works, like the one at the Pensacola Bay Bridge, right? That one works well. No one's complaining about that. No one complains about the ones in other parts of the country because they're built right. This one was shoehorned in. It was too small. Bring me a plan to make it big of a sufficient size, or bring me the plan to demo it and put a traffic light there.
Burgosh also announced that the rumble strips at the roundabout should be removed by Monday. He says until plans are finalized on how to move forward, residents will have to deal with it as is, but he is committed to fixing that problem. Of course, last year, particularly deadly along the Gulf Coast with multiple drownings due to rip currents, and that includes off of Perdido Key, where no lifeguards have been present. A 16-year-old boy from Atlanta died while trying to save struggling swimmers. Well, Escambia County, in the aftermath of that, enacted changes, which included putting plans in place to add lifeguards. Today, learning more about that plan with Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore.
We are going to have a lifeguard stand that we just recently bought. It's going to be delivered here at Beach Access 2 sometime in the first week of May is what we're hearing. And we'll put a lifeguard stand out there. We'll have two lifeguards at that stand at Beach Access 2. We'll still have our contingency at Johnson's Beach or some kind of hybrid. And then we're also going to have a roving lifeguard out here in a truck going to 1, 3, and 4, just roving through.
Gilmore says that would start Thursday, May 23rd, just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. February, the county purchased 3 lifeguard stands for a cost of $244,000. Also, a deputy vehicle involved in a 4-vehicle chain reaction crash this morning. It happened on Highway 29 at Tate School Road. Sheriff's office says a deputy was at a red light when the patrol vehicle was rear-ended, causing the deputy to hit the car in front. FHP says one car caught fire. Sheriff's office says it wasn't the deputy's vehicle. North of Escambia.com with some photos show the van behind the deputy's with heavy damage to both front and back. Another vehicle with heavy front damage as well. FHP says 2 people were taken to a hospital with injuries. The deputy was transported to urgent care with minor injuries. Also, a DUI arrest in Santa Rosa County after a hit-and-run crash involving 2 cars and homes last night. That was north of Pace on Blake Lane approaching Ambleway. Troopers say 37-year-old John Mahoney was driving a car that ran a stop sign and then crashed into 2 other vehicles and 2 homes. Troopers say Mahoney fled the scene and was later arrested and charged with DUI with property damage, leaving the scene of a crash as well. UWF announcing today they exceeded the fundraising goal for their 6th annual Day of Giving. They rose nearly $198,000, I should say raised $198,000 from 1,226 individuals. That's alumni, students, parents, faculty, and staff, and just friends of the university as well. The annual 24-hour online social media-driven fundraising initiative was on April 18th, during the university's Founders Week. We'll take a break there. A lot of state and national headlines to get to next on Pensacola Right Now.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a really interesting conversation with the Bail Project, an organization that's doing a fireside chat tomorrow night, Thursday, at the Rex, about helping people who are basically poor avoid the problem of being incarcerated pre-trial when they haven't been convicted just because they can't afford to make bail. Also, learned a lot about the costs involved in complying with the new EPA rules on PFAS contaminants with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. You can listen to those and every other segment from the show at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Nothing too severe in our last update, just several spots with minor congestion. That appears to still be the case now. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, is still slightly backed up. Same can be said if you are traveling northbound on a North Davis Highway, just passing Creighton Road and heading towards I-10. Have a lot of backups. This is going to be on Mobile Highway, just north of Softly Field Road. We've got some backups going both ways there. But once again, nothing too severe at this time. And then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. As we turn our attention to state headlines today, a lot going on. Governor DeSantis signing two bills today related to hurricane protections. One bill adds $200 million to the My Safe Florida Home program to harden houses against hurricanes. Another adds $30 million to create a pilot hurricane safety program for condos.
Speaking of Governor DeSantis, he says that suspending two Democratic prosecutors has made Florida safer as both are trying for re-election.
I don't think people have a right to, even if you're elected, to just say there's certain laws you don't like, and you're going to go, you're not going to be prosecuting. Maybe somebody is young, so you're just not going to prosecute them for that.
Andrew Warren is running for re-election in Hillsborough, and Monique Worrell is running for another term in the district that includes Orange and Osceola counties. Both have denounced the suspensions and are also challenging them in the courts.
The trial for the prime suspect in the disappearance and murder of 13-year-old Madeline Soto is facing some setbacks. Stephen Stearns waived his appearance for a hearing today. A judge has agreed to push back his trial until August to give the defense more time to prepare. Investigators say they found footage on Stearns' phone of him sexually abusing Soto as far back as 2019. He's not been charged with the teen's death, but is facing charges for child sex crimes. Police say Stearns, who was the boyfriend of Soto's mother, was the last person to see Madeline alive.
And one Broward school board member is pushing to ban cell phones from first to last bell. Dr. Alan Zeman says that they have enough evidence proving cell phones threaten mental health.
We've gone from a world in which cell phones were kind of thought to contribute to mental health issues to something now that the evidence is clear that it causes mental health problems.
Students in Orange County are banned from using cell phones during the entire school day, including lunch, and Pinellas County is considering outlining when students can and cannot use them. Hillsborough County has a "we see it, we take it" rule.
Yeah, we talked about the Pinellas County one yesterday.
Yeah.
The state of Florida says over 700 Americans have been successfully rescued from Haiti. The Division of Emergency Management began rescue operations on March 20th due to the political turmoil in the country. To date, the exact number rescued is 722. Looking at our national headlines, the Supreme Court hearing arguments in a case over whether Idaho's strict abortion restrictions conflict with a federal law requiring hospitals to provide patients emergency care. Idaho's law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions except to save the life of the mother. Josh Turner, the attorney representing the state, argues it's up to states to regulate the practice of medicine. The Biden administration argues the state law is unconstitutional and that a federal law called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act takes precedence.
And a former police officer accused of killing his ex-wife and underage girlfriend and then abducting his one-year-old child is dead following a pursuit with Oregon State Police. Authorities say Elias Hoizar died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound yesterday following a car chase that ended when he crashed into a semi. The one-year-old boy in the car was unharmed and placed with Child Protective Services. Hoizar was accused of killing his ex-wife at the school where she worked in Washington State on Monday, and the body of his underage girlfriend was found near the school shortly after.
A bill allowing Tennessee teachers to carry guns is headed to the governor's desk. The bill allows for specially trained teachers to carry handguns in their classrooms, and parents would know if their kid's teacher was armed or not. The measure passed the state house yesterday along party lines, with only four Republicans voting against.
Wow, very interested to see how far that goes. The city of Baltimore is making some changes following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Tomorrow, a deeper channel will be opened to allow commercial ships in and out of the port of Baltimore. The port was closed after the bridge collapse in March, but the new 35-meter deep channel will allow most vessels to sail into port.
Arizona's House of Representatives has voted to repeal the Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats successfully pushed through a bill that repeals the 1864 law that banned nearly all abortions. The bill now goes to the state Senate, where it is expected to be passed early next month. The Arizona Supreme Court revived the law earlier this month, with it set to go into effect as of now in early June. A quick recap of the day's top three stories. President Biden signing the sweeping foreign aid package that includes $95 billion aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific today. More pro-Palestinian protests at more U.S. campuses. That includes University of Texas at Austin, University of Southern California as well. Police using their batons to get protesters back. And, of course, House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting the campus of Columbia today, with Columbia, NYU, Yale also still seeing those. And tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Fox News Update is coming up. We're back with a look at sports, health, business, and science, and pop culture, entertainment, and the lighter stuff that we all love to talk about. Coming up next.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden has signed a foreign aid bill into law. It includes $61 billion for war-torn Ukraine. Fox's Greg Palcott is in Kyiv.
No one was more relieved than Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The moment when we waited for this six-month decisions, $61 billion hopes.
Pentagon says some of the weaponry is already in nearby Germany and could get to the front lines within days.
Package also includes funding for Israel and Taiwan. Pro-Palestinian protests now taking place at several college campuses across the country. House Speaker Mike Johnson condemning alleged acts of anti-Semitism at Columbia University.
Things have gotten so out of control that the schools canceled in-person classes, and now they've come up with this hybrid model.
And he spoke at the New York campus this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Traders and analysts aren't thrilled with financials out of Meta Platforms. After the close, the Facebook and Instagram parent topped expectations for both quarterly earnings and revenue, but it issued a tepid forecast for the current quarter and mentioned escalating expenses, and that has Meta shares tumbling 18% in after-hours trading. Chipotle Mexican Grill, after the close, reported quarterly earnings that blew past expectations. Revenue 14% higher year-over-year, slightly beat estimates. The fast casual food chain said its results were lifted by demand for limited-time menu items such as braised beef barbacoa and chicken al pastor. Shares of Chipotle are up more than 3% in late trading. In the day's regular action, stocks volleyed between small gains and losses and finished narrowly mixed. The S&P 500 rose 1 point and the Nasdaq Composite edged up 16, but the Dow Industrial slipped 42. U.S. oil prices fell today for a second straight session. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim. The NFL draft is tomorrow, and here's how I think the first five picks will play out. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May will be the first three picks to the Bears, Commanders, and Patriots, respectively. Kyler Murray will get some receiving help at four when Arizona takes Marvin Harrison Jr., and the Vikings will execute a trade with the Chargers so Minnesota can land J.J. McCarthy. I'm Zach Gelb.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon's a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, save $8 on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in store only. We'll even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit after 4:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Now enrolling 4 and 5 year olds for kindergarten. You can register now, enrolling at PCA.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Again, that is PCA.com. Let's see, looking at traffic here, hasn't been a ton going on the roads, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. Maybe got some problems at Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Maybe some problems here and there on North Davis Highway, whether it be near the intersection with Airport Boulevard or if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road approaching I-10. Got some problems going both north and south on Highway 297A. This is between where it splits to form South Highway 97 and Pinecone Drive, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see. It's also Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound in front of Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach, and let's see, we did have some problems on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but a pleasant surprise for me here, and I'm sure for all of you, it has seemingly cleared out.
Beautiful outdoor weather continues into Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the lower 80s to upper 70s with a little bit of a breeze out of the south. Low temperatures stay really nice for this time of year. We'll be in the 60s the next couple of mornings. Not too bad. The humidity comes up a touch, but we should be dry all through the weekend as we see Saturday high temperatures continue near 80 as well. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here from WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Austin, it is Wednesday. We've got more NBA and NHL playoff action.
Yes, we do. Starting with the NBA, we got a TNT doubleheader. It's going to be Heat at Celtics at 6 o'clock, followed by Pelicans at Thunder at 8:30. As for the NHL, we got three games on tonight. ESPN doubleheader, Bruins at Maple Leafs at 6, followed by Golden Knights at Stars at 8:30. And meanwhile, after both of those games have started, we're going to have Kings at Oilers at 9 on TBS. As for the MLB, there are no local game or television games on tonight, but we do have some local teams here that we'll give you some score updates on in Hour 3. Rays versus Tigers at 5:50, and the Marlins travel to Atlanta to take on the Braves at 6:20. Fun fact, I think the Braves currently have the best record in the National League, yeah. So there's some good news for some local baseball fans here. A couple of quick headlines. We'll get one out of the way first, and then we'll focus on another one because I know it's a big talking point. In the NFL, Detroit is bringing back a pivotal piece of their offense in historic fashion. The Detroit Lions agreed to a four-year deal with wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown for $120 million. It has $77 million guaranteed, and that is the most for a wide receiver in a single contract ever. St. Brown's been Detroit's leading receiver in each of his 3 years in the league so far, so very well deserved. And they also re-signed Penei Sewell today. That's an offensive tackle for them, so their offense isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then as for college football, former USC running back Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. Bush had his trophy taken away in 2010 after the NCAA imposed sanctions on USC for infractions, including Bush receiving improper benefits. The Heisman Trust told ESPN that the reinstatement of Bush's trophy comes as there have been, quote, enormous changes in the college football landscape.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a hot take here.
All right.
I obviously have no problem with him getting his Heisman trophy back. However, if he never did get it back, I don't think I would have cared. And the reason why is because didn't he, like, knowingly receive these improper benefits? Which, yeah. And I looked it up to refresh my memory. It included, like, thousands of dollars in a car.
It was his family got a house, too.
And I remember his family, yeah. Something about them getting benefits. And I think his agent had something to do with it, of course. And USC, the university itself, got, you know, in trouble. But I don't know. I don't have too much sympathy for people who knowingly break the rules. It's like, and they,
you know, I guess here's the question, though, because, you know, we got two USC guys in the news within a couple of weeks who won Heismans. It's the Heisman Trust that is separate from the NCAA. So, like, the Heisman voters, they award the trophy, and then the Heisman Trust is the one that, you know, gives it out.
Right.
The trust is making the decision to Reggie, say, hey, Reggie, you have to give us the Heisman back because you broke these rules. Well, there was no such decision made when O.J. Simpson was accused of murder. Now you can say all you want that he was acquitted and whatever. You can have that debate if you want. But it's just like, okay, so what are the standards? What are the mechanisms that would allow somebody to lose their Heisman? Because, you know, Reggie Bush is not the only Heisman winner in recent memory that has had trouble with the NCAA, right?
Yeah.
So,
and that's the thing. I think that's why I'm like, if you want to give him his trophy back, whatever. If you want to, you know, poo-poo.
But it's the same thing with, like, the NCAA vacating wins. It's like the games happened.
Yep.
Reggie Bush, it's like his memory was not erased from people who watched him play football. He was one of the best ever and a deserved winner that year.
And but, I think that's why he was so, you know, so punitively punished, because it's like they wanted to make an example out of him because of how good he was. But not only that, I think the O.J. Simpson thing is just a matter of they're not going to take his Heisman from him because he didn't do anything controversial while he was playing at USC from what they know of. They're like, yeah, you can kill all you want, but, you know, if you're as long as you're playing legit and not taking benefits from your agent or whatever. But I don't know. So I guess congrats, Reggie, on that. That's just my take on it.
Over 131 million people live in areas of the U.S. with unhealthy air pollution levels. That's according to a new report from the American Lung Association. That's an increase of 12 million compared to last year. The pollution in these areas can raise the risk of things like lung cancer, asthma, and pregnancy complications.
Also, airlines will soon have to give refunds for canceled and excessively delayed flights.
We're also saying they've got to offer cash, not miles, not vouchers. If you, the passenger, ask for that, fine. But the default, the automatic default, if the passenger does nothing else, has to be cash.
The Department of Transportation announced the rollout of the new rules Wednesday that call for automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Refunds of checked bag fees will also be required if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. The Department of Transportation is giving airlines 6 months to comply with the new rules.
Millions of salaried workers in the U.S. Will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule. The Department of Labor is changing the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for OT. The department estimates that an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu said the move will restore the promise to workers that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid more for that time.
I agree. And a nationwide health alert has been issued for certain ground beef products that have a potential risk for E. coli. The USDA says that 5 and 10-pound beef patties and chubs from Greater Omaha with a freeze-by date of April 22nd may have a strain of E. coli that is known to cause severe intestinal infections in humans. No one as of yet has reported being sick by the products, which were shipped to restaurants and retailers across the U.S. 445 on the nose here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still going to give you some issues. Same can be said for Highway 297A. This is traveling both north and southbound between South Highway 97 and Pine Cone Drive. We've dealt with some issues there recently, so that should not be a surprise to you if you're in the area. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound in the Oriole Beach area approaching Tiger Point, still got some minor backups there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Windhaven Beach, and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. And then I had just touched on us not having any congestion on Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River, but just as mysteriously as it disappeared, it has returned.
Looking at our forecast, here's Joe.
Another nice day expected for Thursday and really through the rest of the week into the weekend. High temperatures will be about 80 degrees Thursday through Sunday. Low temperatures, you'll notice, warm up as well. Next couple of mornings, we're only going to be in the middle 60s, so pretty pleasant whether it's the afternoon or the morning hours. Partly cloudy skies through the weekend, no major chances for rain. We do see the chances for rain come up slightly next week, but mostly dry weather through the next 7 days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. 446 now at News Radio. Today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce suing the Federal Trade Commission over its banning of non-compete agreements. Talked about this yesterday. The FTC voted to block new non-compete agreements and require employers not to enforce current non-competes, with an exception for senior execs. Business groups argue that these agreements are actually necessary to protect their intellectual property.
And a new report can tell you if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Finance site Smart Asset analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to determine the middle class salary range in all 50 states. The national middle class salary range is anywhere from $49,271 to $147,828.
Taylor Swift's new album is prompting a resurgence in old-fashioned typewriters, thanks to a mention in the Tortured Poets Department.
We say, catch the wave and come join us. Disconnect from that digital world and reattach to the manual and mechanical.
Todd Payne, that's his name. He runs Lazy Dog Typewriters in Texas. He says that since the song came out, he's getting a steady stream of calls. Most people are those who inherited their grandparents' machine and want it fixed up so they can now use it. Swift sings about a breakup with her boyfriend who comes to retrieve his typewriter from her apartment.
Typewriters, I get that, you know, my generation especially really likes the retro aesthetic, and that's pretty retro. And my grandmother has a typewriter that is screwed up, I think. It sounds like people just found out what typewriters were, apparently. Tickets for the IMAX documentary featuring the Blue Angels are now on sale. Woo!
Bought mine today.
Really? All right, nice. So everyone followed Joe's example. The film is exclusively in IMAX theaters for a week before making its way to Amazon Prime. The film opens on Friday, May 17th.
I will be at the Friday, May 17th showing at 7:45. Hope to see you there.
He will be signing autographs. Yes.
Yes. There is a new search for the Loch Ness Monster. Bree Tennis with details on how the U.S. is helping out.
NASA says they'll join in with the latest search for the Loch Ness Monster. Last year, one of the biggest searches for Nessie captured loud underwater noises and several potential sightings, but nothing scientific. This latest search will take place on the 90th anniversary of the first photo of Nessie, which has been proven to be a fake. But there have been nearly 1,300 sightings of Nessie since that photo was released. The new search is May 30th to June 2nd. I'm Bree Tennis.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that we're keeping our priorities in order here. Archaeologists say that they have found two perfectly preserved bottles at George Washington's home. They found the two bottles filled with cherries at his Mount Vernon estate, according to a statement from the property. The bottles are made of dark green glass and were sealed and upright when they were found under a brick floor that was laid in the 1770s.
All right, we'll take a break there. Recap of the day's top three stories. Wacky stories, good news as well.
Join Ballet Pensacola's new artistic director, Stefano Candrivra, tomorrow at 10 a.m. with guest dancers from Ballet Pensacola's upcoming performance of The Sleeping Beauty. Tickets are online at balletpensacola.org. From May 3rd through May 5th, shows at the Sanger Theater. Don't miss this classic story of Princess Aurora, cursed with 100 years of sleep. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down on hour number one on a Wednesday. Thanks for joining us midway through the work week. Weather still looks perfect and going to be a bit warmer. So maybe some pool or splash pad or beach in the future for you. We'll get you caught up with Joe Neubauer in just a couple of minutes. Austin will let you know if there's anything you need to be concerned about on the roadways. First, recap of the day's top three stories, if you're just checking in with us. President Biden putting pen to paper today on the sweeping foreign aid package after the Senate approved it yesterday. That's, of course, towards Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. A total of $95 billion. And Biden says shipments of military aid are going to Ukraine in a matter of hours, are probably en route as I speak, as Kyiv is running low on munitions. More pro-Palestinian protests at more campuses today. That includes the University of Texas at Austin, University of Southern California. House Speaker Mike Johnson paid a visit to Columbia today, gave a speech there. Choruses of boos throughout, not to be unexpected. And, of course, Yale, Columbia, among others. So this doesn't show any signs of slowing down anytime soon. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on Donald Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election, which, of course, could determine whether he will face a federal trial on the four felony counts that have been brought by special counsel Jack Smith. I'll look at our top three stories there. A couple of notes here locally that you may find interesting. County Commissioner Jeff Rigashi had his coffee with the commissioner, his monthly meeting there. And among the topics, he led right off with the conversation about the Perdido Key roundabout. He says in his 18 years of public service, it's been the issue that's generated the most anger among constituents. And he says he's going to do something about it. The rumble strips there are going to be removed by Monday. And he's also directing county staff to put together plans. Two options, whichever is the most effective and cost-effective at that, is the one we'll go with. He says the roundabout either needs to be larger and done right, or they need to take it out and install a traffic light there. So we'll see what happens there moving forward. But the rumble strip should be gone by Monday. Also, the lifeguard situation at Perdido Key, some more clarity on what that will look like. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says that that will start on Thursday, May 23rd, and they will have a lifeguard tower up at public access number 2. There will be 2 lifeguards there. A third lifeguard will be roving between public access points 1, 3, and 4. Again, that starts on Thursday, May 23rd. Austin, final check this hour of the roads.
Well, let's see. It's a bit more of the same as we've had so far this hour. Just congestion in several areas, nothing too severe. We do have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling eastbound towards the I-10 overpass there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, at least not yet, but just nonetheless something to look out for. We did have some problems traveling northbound on Highway 297A where it splits to form South Highway 97, and it had you backed up to Pine Cone Drive. Well, now it has bled significantly onto Pine Cone Drive as well, so that congestion has worsened. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile. Got typical evening traffic causing backups both ways there. Also, we've got some issues developing in a couple spots on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling both north and southbound towards the intersection with Highway 98, and then a bit further northbound as you approach Softly Field Road, so be on the lookout for that. Beyond that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound in front of Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field, and then a little bit more as you get past Windhaven Beach, and then, you guessed it, a little bit more as you approach Highway 87. And then the last main spot is Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, weather forecast right now sitting at 76 degrees, clear overnight with a low of 61. More sunshine on the way Thursday, a bit higher. Temps around 81 degrees, 63 the overnight low tomorrow night, and then on Friday around 78 and mostly sunny skies. Rain should stay away for the weekend as well, a little bit breezier on Saturday and Sunday, but we should still be around 80 degrees both days. So can't ask for much more than that. Texts are also reminding me that, yes, with the aid package, foreign aid package, it of course also, as we have discussed over the last couple of days, includes the TikTok
right.
Ban TikTok on that, saying they will take legal action to try to block that. The CEO says, quote, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. And TikTok is a history of winning legal challenges, including a Montana law that called for a statewide ban. They won that one as well. Also in 2020, a federal judge ruled an attempt by then President Trump to ban TikTok was unconstitutional. So we'll see if it's different this time around. Wacky stories making the rounds. Austin, if you need a good guard dog to protect all of your cats, we've got just the thing. It's a company called Throwflame. They're selling a robot dog with flamethrowers attached to the head. It'll set you back $9,400, but I mean, come on, you'll have a robot dog with flamethrowers. So YOLO.
Okay.
It's called the Therminator. And how you operate it over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, much like your Ring doorbell camera that can shoot out paintball guns.
Yes. Right?
So you can do a little bit of both there to protect your home. It can shoot flames up to 30 feet, and the company says they're legal in all 50 states.
How? Like, how is that a legal thing? Whatever. A Belgian man.
Because no lawmaker anywhere of the 50 states sat down and said, hey, you know what?
Let's worry about that.
What if somebody decides to implement a robot dog that can shoot flamethrowers? We should probably have something on the books for that.
I can assure you
that has not happened yet.
That's a bigger threat than TikTok, though. I will say that much. A Belgian man with a rare condition that causes his body to produce alcohol is being acquitted of drunk driving. The condition is called auto-brewery syndrome, appropriately enough. His lawyer told Reuters that it's another unfortunate coincidence that her client works at a brewery as well, but multiple doctors confirmed that he has ABS.
That's crazy. I did not know that that was a thing.
I know. That really is weird.
And that he works at a brewery, which that's crazy.
I mean, the legacy's just wonderful.
Let's see. A Georgia woman stuck a fork in her relationship quite literally. Cops near Augusta say they were called to a domestic dispute. When they arrived, they discovered that the girl had stabbed her on-again, off-again boyfriend in the butt with a fork. She told police that she just poked his butt, but he described it as a full-on stabbing. Thankfully, he will survive and decided not to press charges. So.
Good. All right, so if you listen to Cat Country 98.7, you probably know this name. Jelly Roll is the perfect example of how you should live your life once you've hit celebrity status. He's using his time and money for good. Case in point, he just built a music studio inside the Davidson County Juvenile Jail, a place where he spent a lot of time growing up. He teamed up with a nonprofit called Beat for Life that aims to create songwriting and music programs for vulnerable populations across the country.
Very cool. Well, the music means we're wrapped up here for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.